Chapter is called 26. Wonderful Krishna, without understanding the intricacies of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and without knowing his uncommon spiritual opulences, the innocent cowherd boys and men of Vrindavan began to discuss the wonderful activities of Krishna, which surpass the activities of all men. One of them said, "My dear friends, considering his wonderful activities, how is it possible that such an uncommon boy would come and live with us in Vrindavan? It is really not possible. Just imagine, he is now only 7 years old. How is it possible for him to lift Govardhan Hill in one hand and hold it up just as a king of elephants holds
a mushroom?
No.
Lotus flower.
Lotus flower. To lift a lotus flower is the most insignificant thing for an elephant. And similarly, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill without exertion. When he was simply a small baby and could not even see properly, he killed a great demon,
Putana.
He's getting all the answers. There'll be extra milk salmon. Extra milk. Give him more milk, maybe. While sucking her breast, he also sucked out her air, life air. Krishna killed the Putana demon. I think this is too loud. Haribo. Krishna killed the Putana demon exactly as eternal time kills a living creature in due course. When he was only 3 months old, he was sleeping under a hand-driven cart. Being hungry for his mother's breast, he began to cry and throw his legs upwards. And from the kicking of his small feet, the cart immediately broke apart and fell to... fell to what?
Fell to pieces.
Fell to pieces, yes. He's infallible, this boy. When he was only 1 year old, he was carried away by the something demon disguised as a whirlwind.
Trinavarta.
He's reading Prabhupada's books. And although he was taken very high in the sky, he simply hung on the neck of the demon and forced him to fall from the sky and immediately... No. Three-letter word. Yes. Die. Once, his mother, being disturbed by his stealing butter, tied him to a wooden mortar, and the child pulled it towards a pair of trees known as something something, and caused them to fall. Yamala Arjun. Yes. Good. Once, when he was engaged in tending the calves in the forest, along with his elder brother Balaram, a demon named something Sura appeared, and Krishna at once bifurcated the demon's beak. Bakasura. Yes. When the demon known as something, Asura, entered among the calves, tended by Krishna with a desire to kill him, he immediately detected the demon and killed him and threw him into a tree. What's the name of that demon? Almost. No. In India we say Vatsapadam. Vatsa means calf. So it's Vatsasura. When Krishna, along with his brother Balaram, entered the something forest, the demon known as Denaka Asura, in the shape of an ass, attacked them and was immediately killed by Balaram, who caught his hind legs and threw him into a palm tree. What was the name of that forest?
Talavan.
Hmm? Talavan. Has anyone been to Talavan? Forest in Vrindavan?
I think
every year they go on Braj Mandal Parikrama. You can also go on here. There's still some tall trees there, palm trees. When Pralambasura entered amongst Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, Krishna caused him to be killed by Balaram. Thereafter, Krishna saved his friends and cows from a severe forest fire, and he chastised the something serpent in the lake of the Yamuna River, Kaliya, and forced him to leave the vicinity of the Yamuna.
He thereby made the water of the Yamuna poisonless. Another one of the friends of Nanda Maharaj said, "My dear Nanda, we do not know why we are so attracted by your son Krishna. We want to forget him, but this is impossible. Why are we so naturally affectionate towards him? Just imagine how wonderful it is. On one hand, he is only a boy of 7 years old. And on the other hand, there is a huge hill like Govardhan Hill, and he lifted it so easily. Oh, Nanda Maharaj, we are now in great doubt. Your son Krishna must be one of the demigods. He is not at all an ordinary boy. Maybe he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." On hearing the praises of the cowherd men in Vrindavan, King Nanda Maharaj said, "My dear friends, in reply to you, I can simply present the statement of Sambhavi Muni. Kagamuni, yes. So that your doubts may be cleared. When Kagamuni came to perform the name-giving ceremony, he said that this boy descends in different periods of time in different colors, and that this time he has appeared in Vrindavan in a blackish color known as Krishna. Previously he had a white color, then a red color, then a yellow color. He also said that this boy was once the son of Vasudeva, and everyone who knows of his previous birth calls him he's the son of Vasudev, and he's called Vasudev, long A. When is the son, it's Vasudev. When is the father, it's Vasudev, short. Actually, he said that my son, Kagamuni, said that they have a ceremony, a name-giving ceremony, and they had to perform it in hiding. Why did they have to perform it secretly?
Because they're afraid of cancer.
Because they're afraid of cancer, yeah. Actually, he said that my son has many varieties of names according to his different qualities and activities. Gagacharya assured me that this boy would be auspicious for my family and that he would be able to give transcendental blissful pleasure to all the cowherd men and cows in Vrindavan. Even though he will be put to various kinds of difficulties by the grace, even though we would be put into various kinds of difficulties by the grace of this boy, we would be very easily freed from them. He also said that formerly this boy saved the world from an unregulated condition, and he saved all honest men from the hands of the dishonest thieves. He also said that any fortunate man who becomes attached to this boy, Krishna, is never vanquished or defeated by his enemy. On the whole, he is exactly like Lord Vishnu, who always takes the side of the demigods, who are consequently never defeated by the demons. Gagacharya thus concluded that my child would grow to be exactly like Vishnu in transcendental beauty, qualification, activities, influence, and opulence. And so we should not be very astonished by his wonderful activities. After telling me this, Gagacharya returned home, and since then we have been continually seeing the wonderful activities of this child. According to the version of Gagacharya, I consider that he must be Narayan himself, or maybe a plenary portion of Narayan. Narayan means the resting place, Ayana means the resting place of all living beings. When all the cowherd men had very attentively heard the statements of Gagacharya through Nanda Maharaj, they better appreciated the wonderful activities of Krishna and became very jubilant and satisfied. They began to praise Nanda Maharaj Because by consulting him, their doubts about Krishna were cleared. They said, "Let Krishna, who is so kind, beautiful and merciful, protect us." When angry Indra sent torrents of rain, accompanied by showers of ice blocks and high wind, he immediately took compassion upon us and saved us and our families, cows, and valuable possessions by picking up Govardhan Hill, just as a child picks up a
mushroom.
He saved us so wonderfully. May he continue to glance mercifully over us and our cows, yes. May we live peacefully under the protection of wonderful Krishna. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 26th chapter of Krishna, Wonderful Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions, please? About what?
And about this chapter, but generally about Krishna. In the castle of Mother Yashoda, it says that the devotees should act in a favorable mood to please Krishna. But we see that he acts in a material sense, not favorable mood for Krishna. And think I'm still Krishna lover. So my question, if somebody is a pure devotee, how does he know what's favorable for Krishna and what's not favorable for Krishna? In the Smatanya sense.
And he's saying, this question is, how can Mother Yashoda act in favorable Krishna consciousness when she tied him up and she wanted to chastise him? Well, that's explained in Krishna book. Because a mother, she knows if she doesn't chastise her naughty boy, then he'll be spoiled. And chastisement, some chastisement, it's necessary and it's given out of love. So that this is Mother Yashoda is the eternal mother of Krishna, and she has this, how do you say, Vatsalya Ras, the parental, maternal instinct of love. Sometimes she has to appear to be cruel to Krishna and tie him up for his own good. Just like even in the material world, I remember my mother, she dragged me to my first day of school. She literally had to drag me screaming up all the way up the road. And even then I ran away from school. So this is a duty of a good mother. So Mother Yashoda was also getting different complaints from the neighbors that Krishna was stealing various things. So on that level of spontaneous love of God, then that's a eternal relationship with Krishna. They automatically know it, that what they have to do to love Krishna. That's their eternal relationship. A mother, just like a mother, has a baby, or even a mundane mother, she has a baby, she knows she has to give it milk, she automatically knows many things. So what to speak of a spiritual motherhood. But as far as we're concerned, we have to be trained by a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada and his followers to understand what is favorable and what is unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. So therefore, you know, we have to learn from scratch, you know, don't go to the pub, don't do this, don't do that. Because, you know, we've got no idea. We're hopeless cases. But chant Hare Krishna, take prasad, and so on. Krishna Master is training us to awaken our spontaneous affection for Krishna. So, in a more advanced stage, then the devotees, the Prabhupada says, they take shelter, the natural instruction, one should take shelter of an inhabitant of Vrindavan. Or one should model one's following the footsteps of inhabitants of Vrindavan, like Mother Shodhana, Prabhupada, Kalakoya. That's a very advanced that stage. At our level, we're doing sadhana bhakti. We're learning do's and don'ts. And we're just developing some attraction for Krishna. But then as we come purified, then other things will become revealed to us. Well, Krishna's omnipotent. He's all-pervading, omnipotent. The ordinary jivas, like we, and even Srila Prabhupada, you know, never acted as though he was all-pervading. Or why did he write so many letters? He managed his movement by writing letters. He was all-pervading. You need to have written any letters. So, there's a difference between the consciousness of a living being and Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna, as Paramatma, in the pure devotee's heart, can give him the knowledge that he needs to do his service. So, of course, Prabhupada may have known many things by Krishna's grace. What's your favorite name? Krishna has different names according to his pastimes. So sometimes we like to remember Krishnaya, Vasudeva, Devaki, Nanda, Nayacha, Nanda, Gopa, Komaraya, Govindaya, Namona. So many names. And each name has its own, you know, flavor. Damodara, when we hear the word Damodara, we remember Krishna stealing the butter, mucking chore. So this is personal. It's up to each individual devotee to find out how Krishna is attractive for him. This is a personal thing, we're not zombies. We all have to, you know, none of us have the same relationship with Krishna. Each relationship we have is unique. Each one of us is unique. Each one of us is an individual part and parcel of Krishna eternally. So each of us has an eternal relationship with Krishna, which in this Kalisha that we have to discover. We're excavating. It is rediscovering our relationship with Krishna, which is covered by Maya at the moment. We're in a dream. We have to wake up. So each one of us is in a dream of their own making, their own karma. And when we chant Hare Krishna, then the process of purification we go through will be completely unique for us only. Still, there, you know, we can do this in the community, in sankirtan, in congregational life. But we have to fly our own plane. In the sky, the pilot may learn from the training school how to fly. But when he's in the sky, he has to fly his own plane. So it's a bit like that. Especially at the time of death, death will come to each one of us. And we have to be ready to fly our own plane. And we just pray. The devotees will be there to help us. Chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada King. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Radha Desh Bhakta Vindaki.